T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
With some of it, in others, maybe not. So I think we do need to come together, though, as a country.
Good morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning. Three big things. Apple's coming out with a new iPhone today with a price tag up to $1,000. Jeff Davis resigns after 10 years on the Wichita School Board. Man injured in house explosion near Rose Hill. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Those gasoline prices in Wichita today, a little all over the place. Seeing prices still as high as around $2.39, but an average of $2.38. And then I saw a couple of lower prices out there. I did spot $2.36 at Harry and Oliver, and also Pawnee and Hillside. Those are the best I found this morning. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 85 degrees. Mostly clear tonight. The overnight low 61. Wednesday, sunny, warming up to a high near 90. Now partly cloudy, 58 degrees, a north wind at 3 miles per hour. Steve and Ted in the morning on this Tuesday, September 12th. High temperature in Wichita yesterday was 87, normal high 85. On this date, in 2008, nature showered south central Kansas with all kinds of attention when numerous thunderstorms inundated the area with 5 to 12 inches of rain. Hardest hit was Wichita, where the west, northwest, and north sides of the air capital were inundated by 10 to 12 inches of rain. Mid-Continent Airport, now Eisenhower, set an all-time rainfall record that day, measuring 10.31 inches.
Yeah, the west side got it bad.
That was in 2008. Steve and Ted, WichitaPerks.com poll. You can find it right there on our webpage, knssradio.com.
The poll.
Time for the Kansas State Fair. Will you attend this year? I may if there's an event I want to attend, 7%. I've been planning on it, 27%. Nope, 66%. How about that?
Well, the last time I went to the fair, it was because of a concert that I wanted to see. If they get the right act in there, I'll go up.
It's been a while. It's been a while for me.
Of course, we talked to the governor earlier this hour, and
he's been there.
He apparently was a big fan of the deep-fried cheese curds.
Oh, yeah, cheese curds.
He was loving that. Yeah, that sounds fantastic. I want some of that right now.
Steve and Ted, WichitaPerks.com. Poll available right there on our webpage, knssradio.com. If you're interested, we'd like to know what you say about that, okay? A Wyoming jury has found a man guilty of wasting sheep meat. He will be fined more than $1,000 and lose his hunting privileges for 2 years.
Whoa.
The Cody Enterprise reports the judge also imposed 6 months of unsupervised probation and a 90-day suspended jail sentence. Officials say Tyler Sluit obtained a tag and harvested the bighorn in September of 2015. They say harvested. That means he killed it. He removed the head and shoulder hide for a trophy mount, but testified that much of the animal's carcass was too bloodshot to salvage.
So he says.
However,
yeah,
another hunter found it and reported it to Wyoming Game and Fish Department, and Tyler got into a good deal of trouble. Apparently, the sheep meat is very valuable there in Wyoming.
I got to tell you, that story does mutton for me.
Okay, fine. A woman...
I've got plenty of mutton.
A woman stole a paramedic truck in Las Vegas. It led pursuing police officers on a 50-mile motorway chase that reached California. What's your song for this one there, Mr. Smarty Pants? Authorities say they had heard...
Eastbound and down.
They had parked their vehicle outside a pharmacy before it was stolen. Of course, Jimmy left the keys in. The woman ended the chase on Interstate 70 inside California, apparently realizing officers were going to use those spike strips. Las Vegas police, Nevada Highway Patrol troopers, police helicopter, chips, they're all there. They tracked down the ambulance during the chase, and she surrendered finally.
See, a stolen ambulance, just like Cannonball Run.
Ah, see?
Farrah Fawcett and Jack Elam were in the back there.
Okay. All right. There you go. 8:52 now. Steve at 10 in the morning. Sporting Goods store is closing its doors here in Wichita. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Stephen Tin. Yeah, it's probably the end of the road for Wichita's Gander Mountain. Stores closed. Looks like Camping World Chairman and CEO Marcus Lemonis has stopped talking to Waterwalk developer Jack DeBoer. And DeBoer says he's working with Wichita developer George Laham to figure out another use for the Gander Mountain building. Laham Development says it will look at all possibilities for the site. Westar crews busy now in Florida. They're helping the effort to restore power to millions of people left in the dark as Hurricane Irma blasted through the state. 80 Westar employees are working in Florida. They prepared for a two-week stay, according to the company. Westar is part of the Midwest Mutual Assistance Group, which allows utilities to be called on to help with natural disasters. An aerospace company crossing the border from Kansas City, Missouri to Olathe on the Kansas side. Horizon Aerostructures builds subassemblies for the aerospace industry. They're moving from a 70,000-square-foot facility to one that's 205,000 square feet. 65 employees move with the company, and leaders say they expect to create 100 to 200 more jobs in the next few years. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
And Bill, as usual, keeping folks up to date and what's going on, very, very in the current and all of what we do. Today is National Chocolate Milkshake Day.
Ah. Mm.
Thick, delicious, creamy chocolate milkshake. One of my favorites.
Nice.
Do you have a favorite milkshake flavor other than chocolate? I know everybody loves
chocolate. Well, a lot of times I just go with the vanilla, just straight vanilla.
Mm. Ted?
You know who's got a good vanilla shake? Bill Barnard's.
Bill Barnard.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly right.
They nail it.
I like the coconut cream pie shake at Sonic.
Look at you, fancy lad.
No kidding.
Wow.
Or a banana shake at Brahms. I'm pretty flexible on milkshakes, okay? Today is National...
Very exotic of you.
Thank you. Yeah. Today is National Day of Encouragement. Of course, Bill, as you know, I celebrate this day every day. Uplifting people, dedicated to uplifting people and making a positive impact. This is my credo. I encourage... Yeah. sometimes I encourage a little too much, Ted says. Right?
We're getting you tell us that you encourage us a lot, but I'm not seeing a lot of that on the other end.
Are you telling me that I'm not that encouraging? Well, I told Jad it was National Encouragement Day. He said he was encouraged to leave the building.
Yeah, I encourage you to leave me alone.
See, in a backhanded way, it worked.
It does.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, encourage somebody today for crying
out loud.
I felt
motivated.
Yeah, really. I can
I
tell.
You can all do this. You can do this. I know you can.
Down there at the Business Journal, I know your employees don't think much of you, but maybe you could change that around today, Bill.
Oh, I'll encourage them, that's for sure.
All right, thank you, sir. Coming up, KNSS News at 9, people in Florida recovering after Irma. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.